You're listening to Red River Radio News. Good morning, I'm Chuck Smith. Louisiana's Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser visited Northwest Louisiana this week. On Tuesday, he spoke at the State Voter Registrar's Conference held at the Horseshoe Casino in Bossier. I got a chance to catch up with him and ask about state tourism, which his office promotes, and also about his recent trip to China as part of a U.S. tourism delegation, which included the granddaughter of famous Louisiana veteran General Claire Lee Chennault, for whom the Chinese have high regard. Prior to America entering World War II, Chennault commanded an American volunteer group known as the Flying Tigers, who flew combat missions in China.
The Chinese in Shanghai issues 4,000 visas a day to come to America, one city. We just need a portion of those. They spend on average $6,900 per visitor from China, more than any other country. They love to shop. A great opportunity for us here in Louisiana to grow that market. And using that history of General Chennault and the Flying Tigers is a great way to promote North Louisiana.
Speaking a little bit about the recent government shutdown, was Louisiana tourism impacted in any way? Because, of course, tourism is a huge industry for our state.
You know, we have the national wildlife spots. We run the Atchafalaya Basin. It didn't affect that. We actually saw a small uptick in the state parks because people couldn't go to some of the national parks. We felt they drove here and visited our state parks, so it really didn't affect us. We're doing a great job at marketing the great outdoors of Louisiana with our partners from all over the state, the fishing, the bird watching, the Atchafalaya Basin, the state parks. So we've seen a great increase in outdoor activity tourism in Louisiana over the last 2 years.
Regarding increasing Chinese tourists to North Louisiana, Nungesser was referring to the Chennault Aviation Military Museum, which is located in Monroe, Louisiana. The lieutenant governor finished his day in Winnsboro, where he spoke at the Winnsboro-Franklin Parish Chamber of Commerce installation banquet that evening. You're listening to Red River Radio News.